FM 90.3 WJTL Planet Shakers Heaven on Earth Elevation Worship Unstoppable God and Plum Beautifully Broken. Good morning, happy Thursday, Mindy and Fred with you at 7:05.
And with the potential of two snow systems heading our way this weekend, make sure you tune in to WJTL for all the latest forecast details. WJTL's Storm Crew page will keep you updated with them. Latest delays and cancellations, you just click on a lovely Storm Crew banner at WJTL.com for all the latest. We no longer announce them live on air, but we do have them listed right on our page.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Chris Wendon, is here. He's the Director of Child Evangelism Fellowship in Lancaster County. Good morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Fred.
Mindy. Always great to have you here.
Thanks for having me on a potentially snowmageddon kind of day.
Yeah. Hey, anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, I'd love to say hi to my wife, Michelle, and my amazing kids, Maya, Micah, and Michaela, running around and having a great time, and my amazing staff at CEF. They're getting busy for our big party tonight.
Yeah.
And all our amazing volunteers who partner with us to take the gospel to boys and girls here in the county.
And you've brought someone special with you?
I have indeed. It's our pleasure because we're celebrating 75 years of evangelizing children, discipling them, and connecting them with the local church. We've been blessed to have our president of our organization, Mr. Reese Kaufman, is in here to celebrate with us tonight. So it's a thrill to have him.
Wonderful. Good morning, Reese.
Well, good morning. It's good to be with you on this bright and early morning here.
Oh, we love having you here. You flew in from Florida?
Yes, I did last night. Pretty late last night, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock.
Can't imagine that there was any snow in the forecast where you were out there in Florida.
Not down there, but last week in St. Louis, we had 17 inches at our office. So we had to close down halfway through the day.
Wow. Now, you're traveling all over the world all the time with CEF.
I sort of live on airplanes. That's true.
Wow. So do you know how many countries you've been to?
No. I lost track of that many, many years ago.
Yeah. Well, tell us about Child Evangelism Fellowship and what you do. What's your role?
Well, Child Evangelism Fellowship is now, this coming May, will be 82 years old. Started in the West Coast and toward the Chicago area of the United States and grew across this country. But within 2 years of inception, which was 1937, we sent our first missionaries overseas to start our overseas work. And now the overseas work has grown huge. Back around 06, 07, we had a passion, we believe, given to us by the Lord to go to every nation of the world in obedience to the Great Commission. And at this point now, this little organization of CF is in more nations of the world than any institution, organization, or corporation in the history of mankind.
Wow.
So we're in 206 nations right now.
Wow.
In the world. Wow. And with daily operations. So it's grown, and that's only by God's grace.
And 206, how many more do you have to go?
We are on the borders of North Korea right now, ready to go in.
Amazing.
North Korea is a very difficult country, and we have a strategy and a plan to go in the minute the DMZ opens up.
So what we know what Child Evangelism Fellowship does here in Lancaster and you know throughout the U.S. How does Child Evangelism Fellowship function in other countries?
The beauty of our organization is by God's grace and good quality control programs we have in place, the ministry is the same worldwide. If you got on, say, two or three airplanes today with me and rode to the other side of the world and you got off and got on a truck and you rode over bad roads for 2 hours and you got out into a little village somewhere, and you walked into a group of kids sitting around a tree or in a classroom, and you listened for just a few minutes, you would say, that's a good news club. Mm-hmm. Because our good news clubs are worldwide. We maintain the credentialing for our teachers, educational programs, so the club is consistent, and it gives a clear presentation of the gospel wherever we are, anywhere in the world.
Wow, that's amazing. So tonight is the special celebration here in Lancaster. Will you be speaking? Is that why you're in town?
I believe I'm one of the speakers, yes. And it is 75 years of ministry here. And we're just barely 82 years old. So the work started here shortly after CEF was begun.
Yeah. How can our listeners pray for CEF around the world, Reese?
Right now, our number one request would be in obedience to Luke chapter 10, verse 2, to pray for more laborers for the harvest field. We believe that's a prayer request God has made to us other than our request to him. He's asked us to pray for workers, and we need workers to bring in the harvest. So that would be the number one prayer request I would have.
Wonderful. And if folks want more information about CEF, they can visit you online?
Yes, they can.
And would be the best website for that?
Well, they can, for the local ministry, ceflancaster.org. And if they want a much global perspective, cefonline.com is the place to go. But, yeah, you can join us tonight. here at the Junction Center, 6:45 p.m., and you can just stroll on up and come celebrate with us. It's going to be a great night. We're going to be studying God's Word, hearing some more about Reese's heart for both for more workers and what's going on around the world, and just really rejoicing in what God's done over the last 75 years.
The 75th anniversary celebration for CEF Lancaster happening tonight here at the Junction Center, 6:45, did you say?
Yep, doors open 6:15.
And you can get more information at the website, ceflancaster.org.
Yep, or you can just turn up tonight. We'd love to have you and join in the celebration to see what God's been doing.
Very cool. We're going to talk more with our friends Reese and Chris coming up in just a bit, so stick around. Music on the way too, Mandisa and